Alrighty, hello everybody. It is good to be back. Hopefully I'm back this time. So I got a comment the other day. Someone left a comment and they said, how do you explain Destiny? Okay, Destiny is this like 5 foot something kind of nerdy, geeky manlet that became popular purely because he, you know, he can talk a good game essentially. You know, he can own the right wingers in a debate. But is that really enough to attract a virtual harem of these, like, Northern European women into his little polycule or whatever they call it? Like, how is this possible? And, of course, to the person who left the comment, I replied back and I said, it is simply just his e-fame. Like, most of the girls, you know, in his little polycule or harem or whatever you call it, they are just women who were in his, you know, his online community that were essentially groupies in a sense. And what he essentially does is he casting couches these girls. You know, it's the old casting couch routine, because he's got a very interactive online community, and you know, they join his Discord or whatever, and then they reach out to him or he reaches out to them or whatever. Even the story of how he met his wife Melina is a pretty grimy sordid affair. Essentially what happened was Melina was dating this 19-year-old guy, and they were on holiday together in New Zealand, in my hometown of Queenstown. They were in Queenstown, Melina and her boyfriend, and the boyfriend was a fan of Destiny, and he invites Destiny, who was also in New Zealand, to come hang out with them, and Destiny literally seduced Melina in front of the guy, and they ended up traveling the rest of New Zealand without him. So she dumped her boyfriend for Destiny, and they later got married. It was just like seeing the footage of the guy in the hotel room, and you can hear Melina moaning through the door, and he's trying to put a brave face on it. It was possibly one of the most brutal things I've seen on YouTube. it was as bad as David Bond back in the day.
No, they closed the door to the bedroom. You know, guys, I'm gonna sleep on the couch with you. It's gonna be great.
God, man, that's so rough. Can you imagine being that poor guy? Can you imagine if someone relatively famous stole your girlfriend and you have to, like, see them? And you were a fan of theirs, right? I wonder if he still subscribed to Destiny. I wonder if he, like, watches Destiny's live streams to this very day. You know, I wonder if he saw Destiny on Fresh and Fit in the Whatever podcast sitting next to Melina. I wonder if he watched it. But anyway, going back to the subject of today's video, you know, Destiny is just one guy, okay? And in the case of Destiny, it appears to be a relatively simple case of clout chasers, right? He attracts so many women because they're kind of, they become mired in his quasi-internet celebrity status. But there are other figures on YouTube who are far less famous than Destiny, yet they still somehow manage to pull relatively, maybe not hot women, but women way over their head, right? Like, way over their head. And unlike Destiny, you can't even put it down to, like, oh, it's their e-fame, because a lot of these guys don't have much e-fame. Maybe they once, you know, once upon a time were really popular, but now they're not, or the other way around. You know, they became popular as a couple, but when they met, they didn't have, you know, the guy wasn't too well known. So I thought it'd be interesting to analyze some of these cases. Let's take a look, let's do some case studies, okay, on sub-5 males who ascended way over their head, who are relatively well known online, and let's analyze it, because I think that there's a common thread, there's a common theme that links all of them. So let's take a look. All right, so the first person you should all be familiar with, because I've talked about this person before, his name is Shane Burkor. So Shane Burkor is about 5 inches tall. He weighs about 3 ounces. And he has had 3 attractive girlfriends over the past decade. Okay, quote-unquote girlfriends, alleged girlfriends. We don't know what's real and what's not. Okay, all I'm going off of is, you know, the publicly available information. But, you know, this latest one, Hannah, You know, I said that, you know, it's probably fake because lightning doesn't strike three times, but there's kind of a part of me that thinks that maybe I'm like reverse coping, that I want it to be fake because my mind can't accept it. But, you know, if this is fake, she's really committed to the bit, man. Okay. Now, I know that there's a lot of incentive online for people to fake relationships and everything. I know that there's tons of fake stuff on the internet. People go to amazing lengths to gain clout and to make money. But think about it, right? You know, when you Google this couple, there's so many pictures of them on holiday together. Apparently they're trying for IVF, you know. Would you be willing to fabricate a relationship with somebody to this length? I just can't imagine what would motivate a young, you know, relatively high SMV woman in her 20s to just completely go against all of her instincts and, you know, go to great lengths with that thing, you know? Like, think about it, right? Would you, as a straight man, because you're presumably as attracted to Shane Burke or as a straight man as she is, as a Chad-craving straight woman, you know, would you stoop to that level and devote your whole life to a grift to make like a middle class, upper middle class salary? You know, like how much money are they making off of that YouTube channel and donations together? You know, maybe 100K, 200K if we're being generous? You know what I mean? Like there are people on the internet, you know, live streamers and TikTokers who are just complete, you know, just before they got into live streaming or before they got into TikTok, they had nothing else going in their life, so they'll do anything to keep the grift going because, you know, for them it's that or go back to being a neat or, you know, working at the gas station. But you can tell that Hannah comes from a relatively middle-class background. I just don't think that she'd be that devoted to the little bit of money and fame that she gets from a kind of bland, cookie-cutter YouTube channel. So, yeah, let's assume for the purpose of this video that the relationship is real. And if it is real, I'll tell you why I think that she's with him. Alrighty, so next up we have Boogie2988. Now, the level of lore that goes into Boogie is pretty legendary. Now, for the longest time, I'd never heard of this guy. It wasn't until around 2020 that I actually heard about Boogie for the first time. And of course, by the time I had heard of him, he had already become, you know, very well known as a lolcow. But there was once upon a time when Boogie was actually quite a popular channel. And I remember after I learned about Boogie, I was like, why haven't I heard about this guy? You know, why does everyone else seem to know who this guy is except me? And it wasn't until I went back and I watched some of his like old videos, his original videos, that I realized why I never heard of this guy. And of course, the reason is that he became popular during the early part of YouTube, you know, 2009, 10, 11, 13, you know, that sort of era. Back when there was actually fun content on YouTube, you know, back in the days where you didn't get a strike for the dumbest reason ever, you know, back where you could actually be edgy and have fun, that's when Boogie became popular. However, rather than making like fun, edgy content, he used to do these like silly voiceover, like nostalgia critic skits or whatever. It's so bad, honestly. I challenge you to go back and watch his channel, Oldest to Newest, and watch some of these videos. They're so bad. And that's why I wouldn't have heard of Boogie, because, you know, in 2011 or 2012, if I did click on one of these videos, I would have immediately clicked back off of it again, because I would be like, why, you know, why is YouTube recommending me this video of this, like, nerdy 50-year-old man in his room, like, talking about video games? Like, that's like the last thing on the planet I would want to watch. So, but anyway, one of the reasons why he's featured in this list of examples is that about a year or two ago, he began dating this girl who's like 20 or whatever at the time, and Boogie's like 50 with the haircut of a 80-year-old woman, and they became like passionately dating. And they've, you know, for the longest time, they've been making videos together. I saw something about them breaking up or whatever. I don't know. I don't follow Boogie because he's boring, but I think it's all kayfabe. It's hard to tell. But this really is his girlfriend. They really are together. And again, I'm not saying that she's like, you know, a hottie or anything, but compared to him, You know, if I looked half as bad as Boogie and I ended up with a girl half as pretty as her, I would consider that to be landing over my head. So, yeah, that is one of the reasons why Boogie is featured on this list of examples, because, you see, the same thing, the same phenomenon that caused Hannah from Squirmy and Grubbs to want to date, to want to be with Shane, is the same phenomenon that attracts this girl to Boogie. It's the same thing. And I'm going to tell you what it is in just a minute. But let's take a look at one more example. Alrighty, so I won't sit here and pretend that Ethan Ralph has had an easy time with women, or that it's easy for Ethan Ralph to get women, because it isn't. But the fact remains, Ethan Ralph, the gunt, has sired multiple children to multiple different women. One of them was like a teenage girl, but women nonetheless. You know, Ethan Ralph is actually, he's actually a good antidote to the black pill. Okay, Ethan Ralph almost single-handedly makes an argument against the existence of the black pill, because the idea that women are attracted to, you know, looks, money, status. Well, Ethan Ralph does not have any looks, money, or status, okay? In fact, it's like, you know how you often hear people say, oh, I know a guy, he's ugly, but he gets lots of girls. And you often think, like, who are these guys? And who are these girls? I need to see them. Maybe Ethan Ralph is their friend, you know? When people say, oh, I know, I've got a friend who's like short and fat, but he gets women, bro, so looks don't matter. Maybe they're friends with Ethan Ralph. I don't know. But that's what it is, man. And by the way, again, as with the case with Boogie, I'm not saying that these women are like hot or anything. I'm not saying that Faith Vickers or Pence or any of these women are hot. I'm just saying that it is remarkable that this man, or that Boogie, has like any attention whatsoever from any woman ever in their lives, right? Like, that in itself is what makes you like scratch your head and wonder how they did it. And with that being said, I think now's a good time to finally, you know, stop drawing it out and give you my hypothesis and analysis as to why this is. What do all of these women have in common that would cause them to shack up with these guys? What is the common thread here? The reason why Boogie managed to get like a sort of cute girlfriend, the reason why Ethan Ralph got a girlfriend and a wife, the reason why, you know, women are attracted to destiny, the thing that links these cases together, the thing they all have in common is, I don't know. Of course I don't know. What am I, the e-girl whisperer? People are weird. Women are weird. They like what they like. And there's always going to be outliers. Now, in some cases, it is straightforward. Like, in the example of the Never Give Up guy, whose real name I have never bothered to learn, his case is very simple. She's not with him because he's, you know, got a famous video. Okay, if he deleted his channel, she would stay with him. It's not about his fame. I remember this with the... There used to be these BuzzFeed guys called the Try Guys, and they were very popular a few years ago. Probably still are, but I don't seem to hear about them as much now. These guys had millions of followers, and I remember all of these guys had fangirls in the comment section, and they would talk about how hot Zach is. You know, Zach is so hot, you know, even though he's just, you know, quite objectively not that good looking by conventional standards. But, you know, there were thousands of, you know, teenage girls talking about how hot he was. And the reason for this, you know, phenomenon is very simple. It's just pure mathematics, which is that maybe only 5% of women would find any of these guys like above averagely good looking, you know, enough to talk about how hot they were. But if you've got 2-3 million, you know, 5 million views per video, then what's 5% of 5 million? That's a lot of girls, right? And the only ones that are going to be inclined to comment on your looks are the ones that are going to have a positive reaction to them. It's not that Zach is all that good looking. And it's not like the people in the comments are lying, all right? It's just that, you know, if Zach was just a regular person, he wouldn't meet that many girls on a yearly basis that would go out of their way to talk about how handsome he is, because Only 5% of the population think that. But when you're exposed to millions of people, you're inevitably gonna get in front of that audience. And that pretty much explains the phenomenon of never give up, is that, you know, that woman was always out there to be found, but he had to get a video that got 20 plus million views in order for her to notice him. All right. She's not with him because of his fame. It's just that it took that huge video in order for that one in 25 million person that was attracted to him to find him. All right. That's all it is. But as for the other cases, I can only speculate, honestly. I do think that women tend to be a little bit more parasocial than men. That's why they tend to be a bit more into social media. So the fact that these guys, even in a niche community, had developed a parasocial relationship with these men, I think that might have contributed to it. I'm not going to go into my own personal business, but I have had a parasocial admirer before. And in the case of Ethan Ralph and all of those guys, the girls that are attracted to them, that end up getting with them, they're borderline people. They're niche. They're into like lolicon and weird stuff. They're on the fringes, okay? And even though these guys aren't big streamers like Boogie, they tend to attract that slightly mentally unwell niche, is maybe a possible explanation. In Destiny's case, I think it's more just a combination of all of these different factors, because he's bigger. And the last thing I'll say, because my voice is starting to get sore, the last point that I'll make is that before, when I said about Ethan Ralph being an antidote to the black pill, I was kidding, obviously. Women love status. And I know this because obviously it's common knowledge, but one of the most interesting forums or like corners of the internet I ever discovered, I cannot find it anymore. I think it's just lost to the sands of time. But it was this forum for groupies, okay? Female groupies. And I went undercover on this forum. Now, it's a whole video in and of itself, the things I read. I wish I could find it. I don't know if it still exists or not. I don't remember the name of the forum. All right, this was back when Justin Bieber was at his peak. And I remember I saw a story about some groupie that had leaked footage of, you know, herself with Bieber. And I read that she had posted it to this forum that was popular amongst groupies, where they would share selfies of themselves, you know, lying next to, you know, rappers and whatnot. And you had to be a woman to get on, you know, to get your account, greenlit to be on the forum to like see other posts. You had to be a woman. So I catfished my way onto the forum, and I used to just kind of lurk there. And oh man, it was crazy. These women would compete with each other for the fun of it. And, you know, there's this idea that men are more competitive with women. Well, in private, they are super competitive. And it was like a secret handshake, okay? They would all meet in this forum to see who could get with a certain rap or whatever, you know, like Kanye West. You know, they knew that Kanye West was going to be in Dallas or whatever, and they would all post selfies of themselves like outside his hotel, and one of them would, you know, post a selfie like in his hotel room. And oftentimes, you know, they would get with the same, like multiple groupies would get with the same guy, obviously. And sometimes they would take like selfies of each other and post it to the forum. It was crazy. So, oh man, I wish I still had it. I wish I could remember it, guys. So they do care about status, and maybe at like a very low level, that's what goes on with Destiny. It's like a micro version of that, if that makes sense. Who knows? Anyway, guys, hope you've enjoyed this video. I just wanted to put out some content because I was still seething about the about the strike, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm going to put out some content ASAP. I don't care what type of slop it is. I'm just putting it out there. So I hope you enjoyed it. Talk to you next time.